Luke chapter 15, and that's a record of the lost sheep, the lost silver, and the lost son, and it's a lost chapter. Amen. That's right. Praise God. Amen. Not much preaching on it anymore, but we know tonight that a man's going to get saved, he had to be lost. You can't get saved without being lost, and God's got to get you lost, and he's got to get every bit of you out before you can get him in. Amen. He don't save you and take throne with you. Right. You got to get lost that you can be found. Yeah. Amen. The shepherd went after the sheep. The sheep didn't go after the shepherd. Amen. A silver couldn't find the woman that lost it. The woman had to find the silver. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, the father knew where the son was, but praise God, I'm telling you one thing, when that son come, he met him, didn't he? Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you, isn't that a picture of grace tonight? Amen. Oh yeah, let's look at that. Let's just take a few verses out of Luke 15, verse number 11. He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of the goods that fall to me, and he divided unto him his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Let me say something tonight about this. Sometimes a sinner's got to take a course. A lot of times, we think we can kind of get them from this, and sometimes you can, but sometimes a sinner's just got to take a course. No need, you can't stop a sinner from being a sinner.
Right.
You ever thought about that? We ought to have rules and regulations in our homes and say, this is what God has said for that man to run that house as God leads him to, and he ought to be the man there. Hey, don't you believe that? Hey, his father here was the head of the home, and brother, he ought to be in. He wasn't going to give in to that younger son and let him do what he wanted to do. And he took out. Amen. And brother, he went and wasted his substance in righteous living. The Bible said that sometimes they're going to take that course. And brother, I'm telling you what, sometimes they need to take that course, not to go out and sin, but they're going to have to see. Thank God there's the Father's ways the right way. And until they see that, they'll not turn to it. And sometimes they'll have to take that course before they'll ever come to the Father. Amen. That's right. You can raise a child in church, but if he ain't never been saved, he's still a lost sinner. I don't care who he is. He might be under the government of God, as far as God looking after him through the prayers of God's people, and God look after him in that manner, the mercies of God. But brother, I'm telling you this tonight, some of them's going to take this way, they're going to go this way, and brother, there's nothing you can do about it, nor I can do about it, but to pray that they'll come to their self and make that turn to God. And I'll say this morning, or this evening, that the majority of people are saved in this church with the same way. They had to find a place somewhere that they found themselves in a mess, that God, my friend, could deal with them and bring them to himself. Hey, they weren't born with angel wings, and they'll have to come to the end of their self before they ever get a born again salvation. Amen. That's right. And it's a rarity. It's a rarity for people in this church, for people in this church that's been raised in this church, to get born again in a young age. It's a rarity in this day. And you know why? Because of the world and because of the warfare of the devil and the flesh and everything else. Brother, most people, amen, I guarantee if I went through this church and we've got some young people that's born in here and they've got saved, and I thank God for it. Amen. I expect if they got saved 20 years from now, they'll still be in the house of God and be saved. Amen. That's right. Now, if they got a counterfeit and they're an apostate, then in time that'll prove out. But I'll tell you, I got in 28 years ago. And brother, the Holy Ghost still's abiding in me, and he'll abide in you. He won't deny himself. The Lord Jesus won't. He'll deny. Brother, we need to deny godliness and worldly lust, and live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. But I'll tell you this, in this hour, sometimes a sinner's got to run a course, amen, down this road that they might get to the end of their self, and see tonight, my friend, that they're sinners. sinners, and they need the help of the Holy God. Amen. I'm telling you this, a lot of times we try to go down a far country and rescue them out, and the best thing you can do is let them alone and pray for them and let God work it out. And if you don't do that, what you'll do is you'll go down there and reform them while they're sitting down there in a land that God's got them in, and He can bring them to us. I'm telling you, the reason most people don't get saved is Baptist church people, amen, try to reform people instead of letting God work on them. I'm glad, thank God, that the Lord worked on my heart like He did yours if He got saved. And He got down there and spent everything He had. I mean, He took His inheritance down there and spent every dime He had, and He didn't have nothing else. But I'll tell you, when they spend out, thank God, that's when they'll see they need something. And tonight, we got people tonight that just keep giving and giving and giving, right, under sin tonight, and it won't work. I'm telling you this, the government's done it. They bailed people out of their own sin. They made it where they can have baby after baby and pay for them having them. Hey, man, and no wonder we're in a mess. Hey, Fred, if it was like him this day, he didn't have no man to give to him, and he couldn't find no employment, and a citizen of that country said, you can go down and feed my hogs and get paid that way. And I'm going to tell you, what a Jew didn't like it, in a hog pen. It was against God's word. Hey, they knew that that was a curse to go down and live a bunch of hogs and live with a swine. And God said in His word, hey, God, He got down there and He could come to Himself. Amen. That's right. And God's got to get every sinner to come to themselves. And you say, well, I got loved ones, and it's in bad shape. Well, they don't think they're in bad shape.
That's right.
Until they get in bad shape, they'll not see that. You know, people, they'll call me and they'll say, pray for so-and-so, and then they'll say, well, my boy's doing this and doing that. And I said, I know, and it's not right, and they know better than all that. But I'll tell you, if they get down there and get in bad trouble, I'm talking about bad trouble in their own heart, and see how much a dirty sinner they are, and see what, I'm telling you, we live in a day, brother, nobody's a sinner no more, because the church don't stand against sin no more. I mean, everything's all right, you know, and we agree to everything, you know, we'll take anybody in, it don't matter whether it's changed or not, and it's sad, it's just sad. You know what the problem is in this day? We've got so much world in the church that we don't affect the world no more, and we don't have no difference in the church, and when people come in, they don't think they need God. I'm telling you, if you shine and your light was on and sinners come in, they'd see themselves in bad shape and they wouldn't want to come around, and that's not a bad thing. Hey, if they come around, they'll know, thank God, the light's shining, the man of God's going to preach, and I know if I get there, that's what I'm going to see in here. Amen. That's right. But most churches today, it's just, I'm talking well to be friendly to sinners. Say, good to see you. But they ought to see a vast difference in us and what they see out in that world. When they come in, they'll see, praise God, that church got something down there. I mean, they testified, sang happy. Preacher got up and preached the Word of God. And I need what he's preaching. But I'm telling you, there's far and few between in this day and hour that really see their need for God. I mean, they spin out here. This boy didn't have a dime left, and he had to go down, the Bible said, and live with in the fields to feed the swine. And he was eating husk that the swine didn't eat. And brother, I'm telling you, he got in a bad shape. Hey, just like old, thank God, the people said, down in Lodi Bar. Hey, that's a pastor's place. But I'm telling you, thank God. Amen. There was mercy, thank God, by David, but for Jonathan's sake. He had a boy by the name of Mephibosheth, and he sent him to go be fetched. Thank God he come back living in the king's house. He had to get to a place, amen, that he didn't have nothing. That woman with the issue of blood, she didn't have nothing. Spent all she had. And my friend, she got to a place, thank God, that she didn't go back to the doctor. She had to get to Jesus. Hey, men will get saved when they get in trouble and see they don't have nothing. And get born again. Amen. That's right. But you know what? We're reforming people today. That's what we're doing. It's hard for us to let somebody go. You know why? Because we've got to have a hand in it. We've got to have a hand in it. Man, get under conviction, brother. Let him lay in it.
Right. That's right.
Right.
Don't try to convince him of nothing. Let the Holy Ghost work on him.
Right.
He might get struck the first time he hears the gospel and get born again. He might walk in conviction and dealings with God for years before he ever comes to them himself.
Yeah.
I don't know how long this boy lived down there, but I'll tell you one thing. When he took off from daddy's house, but that inheritance that his daddy had given him, all he thought of that was a big time. But when the big time came to an end, and he had to go down to the hog pen, he didn't have a cell phone he could call somebody to get emergency help. He had to live down there a while and let water in a while. And the only people you can find sinners anymore are people that don't have nothing. Amen. And know that they need God. We so ate up with prosperity in this day, friend, they don't even think they need God. Prosperity shut the mouth of the preacher. It's hindered the house of God. That's their God nails, what they shine and what they hold in their wallet. And God, they don't need God. Why do they need God? They got a pocket full of money. Amen. They living in comfort. And they're not needing God. I'm telling you, friend, when the people come to this shape and they see themselves lost, down there in the hog pen and away from daddy, and they done run that course, and they said, he knew he needed God. The Bible said, verse 17, which is the text verse tonight, and he came to himself.
Yeah, right.
You ever come to yourself, you're going to have to come to it.
Yeah.
You got to be stripped of all that stuff you call a life. It's nothing but vanity.
Yeah, right.
It's nothing.
Right.
You need God more than you need your next breath, because he holds your next breath. That old boy got down there and he looked over at them hogs. Don't you know every time after that boy got back home, thank God if they ever cooked up some bacon, amen, or some ham back at that house. Don't you know he said, I don't want that. Amen. I tell you, I know the Jews couldn't eat that, but that's just a little old fault. Amen. After you done been in that sin, you get to hating it. Amen. I'll tell you what, that's a walk to repentance. When a man gets to hating what he's doing and hating himself, that's a walk to repentance. I'm telling you, men will never repent until they get sorry for their sin against God. And know that it's awful, it's bad, it's wicked, and God hates it. Amen.
Right.
They'll never get saved until they see that.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, people don't see it today. We've glamorized it.
Right. Yes, we have.
Yeah. We said it's all right to take a drink, all right to gamble, it's all right to live like that.
Yeah.
And what's happened is people don't see sin for what it is, and they ain't sorry for it no more. The Bible said he came to himself. Boy, I'd like to see people come to themselves. Hey, man, I mean the Holy Ghost wake them up. I'm telling you, when he came to himself, I tell you, he saw some things. He saw, he said, how many hired servants in my father's house have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. It's perishing down here. Boy, when a man sees he's going to hell and he's perishing, he'll do something about it. Boy, when God hangs you over hell, unless you know your next breath could put you in hell, there's nothing else matters but getting right with God. I mean, I remember when God put me over hell. I felt like I was the dirtiest, wickedest, ungodliest man that ever walked in shoe leather. And I felt like the next step I could have stepped into hell and burned forever. Brother, I didn't know how to get to God. He came to me.
Amen.
It was just believing him, brothers.
Amen.
Just believing him. Just believing what the report was. The man of God said, you got to be born again. Hey, that old boy down there, don't you know them hogs stunk, that old mire and mess down there? He's down there trying to survive in that mess. And the devil didn't tell him when he went out to have a good time. He didn't tell him what would be the end of it.
Right.
Never will tell you what the end of it is.
Right.
He came to himself. Live that kind of wickedness and ungodliness, righteous living. Came to himself. Have you ever come to yourself?
Yeah.
Had to come to yourself and say, it's me.
Right.
Hey, it's not my daddy back there that's got the rules and the regulations and trying to lead me in the right way. It's not him.
Right.
He said, I've sinned against my Father. I've sinned against heaven. And I need to get back. Look at this book tonight. You've read it and I've read it. In verse number 20, the Bible said that he arose and came to his father. But when he was a great way off, he had a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. You talk about the love of God and the mercy of God. That God, listen, he kissed a dirty, rebellious son. Listen. He said, I will arise and go to my father and will send him, Father. I've sinned against heaven before thee and no more than call thy son. Make this one of thy hired servants. And when he arose, he came to his father. When he's a great wealth. Listen, he never had a confession until after the father kissed him. He didn't say, wait a minute, boy, you kissed me. Daddy, I'm sorry. Son, the father knew he was sorry. He knew he was sorry. He saw him coming up that way, brother. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what he done. He kissed a dirty, rebellious son. Buddy, I'm going to tell you what, there ain't a man living. There ain't a man living got compassion like God's got compassion.
Right.
We don't have the compassion God's got and the long-suffering God's got. But I'll tell you what, when he seen you coming, he didn't see you coming as a holy person. Oh, he might have had in eternity, but I'll tell you what, he didn't in time. I mean, when that boy come up that road, hey, man, that had just rebelled, took his inheritance, left the country, I mean, living in sin, hey, man, probably came back with hardly any clothing on, hey, man, everything was dirty and stuck, and he grabbed him around the neck, and hugged him and kissed him, and took him in. After that boy done everything against his old father, thank God his father still had mercy and grace and love for that boy. That's the way God is in that. He's a God of grace, and God will have mercy on any of them that have come to him and believe him and thank God confess their sin. God will have mercy on them tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, we had a lot of sin, didn't we? I won't say this. I don't even feel condemned saying that. Because I know I've been saved. And God don't remember no more, but that's just a fact. We had a lot of sin. I mean, our iniquities was full, brother. And I mean, for a boy to look at his daddy and said, and he didn't say, Daddy, would you please give me my inheritance? He said, Daddy, give it to me. It's mine. Taking that, what does daddy give him? Go out in the far country and wasting on righteous living, harlots, living that kind of lifestyle, and ending up in the far country. An old man would help him live with a bunch of hogs. Didn't represent him too good.
Right.
I'll tell you, men will get saved when they start seeing their sinners.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to get saved until they see that.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you what, men ain't going to get saved unless the Word of God gets a hold of their heart and shows them what they are. That Bible says, all sin comes short of the glory of God. That old boy come home, it had to be a humbling experience for him to come back and confess, I was in the wrong, I've done wrong, I'm not worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. I'm not worthy to be called thy son. Had to be a humbling experience. Look at it. Verse 21, the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven in thy sight. No more will it be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. That's what God did. He put the robe of righteousness on you when you come filthy and dirty and rotten and no good. Unto God, I'm telling you tonight, Trent, we just think we're too good. I'm telling you, you ain't too good. You're a lost man. You need to get saved. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Killed the fatted calf. Said, that's be Mary. This, my son was dead and is alive again. That's a picture of the Adamic race. We was dead in Adam. But we're alive again in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's what the book says. He was lost and is found. We lost in Adam and found in Christ. And they began to be Mary. You ever thought about this? It wasn't an older son that done it. It was a younger son. But the older son stayed at home.
Yeah.
Can I say something about the older son? Let me say something about it. I've read this and read this, and I tell you, I'm still wanting God to talk to me about some of this. But far as I know what it looks like about that older son, the only thing that's wrong with him, he kind of was a self-righteous in his attitude.
Right.
He was obedient, though, to his father. He was. He was. He was obedient to his father. He said, I've done what you asked me. I've served you. In fact, the older son got a double portion. Because he is the firstborn. But the younger son got the fatted calf. He experienced the forgiveness. And I'm going to tell you what. As long as you live in a self-righteous way, it don't matter how good you think you've been, you'll never experience forgiveness till you come the way this young man come.
Right.
And somebody said, I'd go out and live like that. No, you just have to get under conviction to see you're a sinner. If you ever see you're a sinner, you won't never say, I'm better than that drug, I'm better than that harlot. You'll come the same way they did, lost and going to hell, and you'll say the goodness of God has led me to repent, and everything God does good, and He's forgiven God, and I swear, thank you for that. Amen. But Jesus even said, them that has been forgiven more and loved more. Did Jesus not say that? Woman took the hairs of her head, tears flowed on the feet of our Lord. She took the hairs of her head and wiped his feet. And he and my friend, Jesus forgave her.
Right.
Split no ears, brother.
Mm-hmm. Preach on.
That's what it says over there. Cry aloud, spare not.
Right. Yeah.
That's, you look that up, that means split the ears, friend. Let you hear what the Word of God says.
Right.
Amen. He said, there's a voice crying in the wilderness. Make you pass straight. Some of them people said, he preaches too loud. I bet they're listening to their music louder than what I preach.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
Now, the elder son, he didn't know what it was how the father fall on his neck and say, killed a fatted calf. He was lost and now he's found. He never said it about the older son. The whole parable deals with lost.
That's right.
Lost sheep, lost silver, and lost son. And I'm going to tell you what, you'll never get saved till you get lost.
Amen.
Right.
I can feel it right now talking about it. That day the Holy Ghost stripped me down.
Yeah.
I said, me, Lord? He said, yes, you. I can hear somebody testifying, go over how God brought them to that place. Saved on my heart. I know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm glad God didn't leave me there when He got me lost. He said, there's a Savior. And His name's Jesus, and He'll save you if you'll come to Him.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what that boy had to do. He wasn't going to get saved back at the hog pen.
Right.
He had to get out of it.
Yeah.
And he had to, he had to come to the Father.
He did.
And I'm going to tell you what, when he come to the Father, business picked up, and God, thank God forgave us when we came to Him, and that's the way a man gets saved, and brother and that, people get saved because they act upon what the Word of God says.
Yeah.
He said, kill the fatted calf, let's have a time. He said, reckon what they was doing. They said they was dancing, making merry. I believe that was just jumping up and turning around saying, glory to God, he's come home.
Yeah.
What do you think that boy felt? Oh, such gratitude. Daddy would do this for me after I sinned against him. Such gratitude. I thank God for my daddy, my father. I mean, I've been a wretch. I've been a filthy wretch. I've done evil against God and Him. Now I come home and Daddy don't ever say nothing about my sin. He just takes me in because he knows I'm repenting toward Him. And he's hey, God put a robe on me, had a ring on my hand, shoes on my feet. He's called in the fatted calf and having steak supper. Thank God, now we're singing and dancing and rejoicing. I tell you, I can't get over this. How much He really loves me. Amen. I'll tell you what, He loves you that much tonight too.
Yeah, right.
get this verse, verse 10. Likewise, I send you, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth.
Yes.
You say, interpret that. I'll interpret it the way I believe it.
Yeah.
When somebody gets saved, they're rejoicing in heaven.
Yes. Right.
And it's not the angels rejoicing.
Right.
It's the saints.
Jesus.
Right.
It says, in the presence of the angels.
Yeah.
When he said he got saved, you, why did you rejoice? Because
right.
You know what it, you know what salvation is.
Right.
Hey, hey, I don't care what anybody say, you can't debate with me. I'm telling you what, one of the greatest things after being saved is seeing somebody else get saved.
Amen.
I mean, it's a great thing to see somebody, I mean, really genuinely get born again.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. The presence of the angels. But you know what? If an angel is sitting here tonight, if I said, I thank God for being redeemed, they wouldn't know what the experience of being redeemed is. But I'll tell you what, that old drunk, that old bad, wicked sinner, you was too.
That's right.
And he got saved, he's sitting there and said, hallelujah, thank God, that's right.
That's right.
That's something angels can't even sing or talk about. They can't sing redemption song. They sing the praise the Father. They sing to praise Christ. They sing to praise God. He created them to worship Him and to praise Him and honor Him. That's why He created them. And they are messengers. And they are my friend. Thank God. Them, the Bible said, in capital about them that love Him and fear Him. But every created being that God ever made was to worship and honor and glorify Him.
Yeah.
But when Adam sinned, it brought depravity on the human race, and they couldn't glorify Him in sin. They had to have a sacrifice, and that's why Christ came, that we could glorify Him through Christ. Through Christ, that's how we glorify Him. And when the Father killed that fat, had that fatty calf killed, and there's in there making merry, praise God, that's because a sinner came home.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. I think sometimes we take it too light. When God saves us. Praise God. And I just want to say this tonight. He had to come to Himself.
Amen.
We praying for your boy and we pray for other people's loss.
Yeah.
And you say, they ain't doing right. They're doing what a sinner does.
Right. Right.
They're sinning.
Right.
That's what ducks go to water. That's because they're a duck.
That's right.
We're trying to get the duck out of the water, but he's got a duck nature.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the sinner out of sin. He's got a sin nature.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what, if he'll ever come to himself,
yes,
and see himself lost sinner,
yes,
and come to the Father,
right,
thank God he'll leave a different boy.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what, I believe every time he sat at that table and ate that bread, it was different than what it used to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
He can remember that hog pen experience. And now he's sitting at the table eating bread. Hey, it was different than what it used to be.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, you get saved, it's different than what it used to be.
Amen.
Amen. It's different than what it used to be.
Yeah.
Amen. You're saved, born again,
right,
came to yourself. Amen. You're rejoicing in what Christ done for you. Thank God. I'm glad I'm saved.
Yeah.
Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the word of the Lord.